by the way, by USDA grants.
I saw that.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready to call back to order?
Good.
Call back to order. Mr. Preston with Road and Bridge.
Good morning.
Just specifically, we posted Sunset, so I guess is there something with Sunset you want to start with? Sunset Road.
Sunset is a short little piece in the Wye Highway Sewer Project that the gentleman came forward and wanted to know if we, the county, would take it in. I wasn't asked to do anything. I did get an estimate from Dusty Emmert, $12,000 to pave it.
What's the easement on that?
30 feet.
It's only a 30-foot easement.
And it's contiguous down there. It would. This is towards the end of the road. It's 30 is what we have existing there. Anyways.
Is it a dead end?
It is a dead end.
So we'd have to create a cul-de-sac?
We'd have to create a cul-de-sac. Mr. Pennell was in discussions with someone out there at the last house stating that they would do a driveway turnaround as we have in similar...
Like a hammerhead turnaround?
But using the actual driveway. We have several of those in the county, not many, but we do have several.
Since Chuck's involved with it and he's not here right now, let's just table that until he gets back.
I think so.
Let's just table that because he's had conversations and I'd like to hear...
Yeah, I don't feel... I haven't moved from my 40-foot easement.
So.
And I understand that this one, if it's continuous on the 30-foot, I might consider something like that, but I haven't moved since I've been here for anything less than the 40 feet. It's caused too many complications.
We'll repost it next week for Sunset. We can have that conversation. I'll make sure that gets posted.
Okay.
That's all we had listed specific, so it's your time.
That's okay.
Commissioner Strahan is in charge. That's all my question was.
I don't have a lot on my agenda. I do have a few things. One thing that you asked me in particular to come up with from last week in regards to Winkle, Mr. Dean Gunter property. The most recent property acquisition was on Coon Creek, and our price there was $1.81 per square foot. Based on the square footage on Winkle Creek, there's a total of 1,647 square feet for at $1.81 per square foot is $2,981 is what we would pay at the normal rate for property that we've acquired.
So do you need some direction on that as far as the purchase of it? Or what are you thinking on that, Frank? You think we'd be better off to go ahead and buy that and get this out of the way, wouldn't we?
Well, here's where we're at. This was a commitment and or promise made by a previous commissioner that we would relocate the electrical lines due to the infraction onto his private property. Having reviewed the area again last week, unless I'm really missing something, the electrical lines are on the extreme opposite end of his two lots. His statement, the property owner's, as I understand it, is that because of our infraction on his property, it disallowed him to increase the footprint of his home. And I have a hard time, without speaking with the gentleman, understanding how that can be. At this point, we have made the offer, and it was approved by the commission to award Mr. Gunter, I believe, $6,300 and some odd change.
Right.
To accommodate the relocation of the electrical services. As I'm finding out, that price has now doubled and possibly may triple with the final utility not having their in.
I think that we scrap that idea and go with the purchase of the property. You're talking quite a bit less. And even at... that was a commercial rate that we bought on Coon Creek, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm fine with, I would like for you to do a little more checking to see where he thinks that's infringed and planning and zoning. Maybe have Eddie look at it also for a description on how much he thinks that has infringed on his ability to build. if a variance is possible through BOA. I mean, there's several options that hadn't been explored.
I just don't like the option. I don't want to give a blank check anymore. The pricing keeps on going up and up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
once again, we're at a point now, we could relocate the road. Yeah. I mean, we could relocate, re-landscape, and be money ahead. So really, I'm fine with the money we've allocated to moving. If he wants to do what he wants with that money, that's fine for me, but I don't want to spend any more than that. That just seems excessive. And
okay, you're fine with the previous discussions of the 6,300.
That's not the total, though.
Jim. No, if he signs a waiver and say he's good with it.
Right.
And we are saying the money is good to relocate that one highlight. Now, and he's going to sign a document saying he's not going to come after the county anymore, and we're done. And he's going to give us the easement of this property, of the road. And then if he doesn't want to relocate it, it's up to him, but not us. I guess what I'm saying. Because we did agree to move the highlight, and we have fulfilled that promise of a previous commissioner. So that's what I'm saying. It's up to him now to figure out. But I'm not going to say another $12,000 for anything else.
So I can enter into discussions with Mr. Gunter, let him know that that's where the county stands, and we'd need an agreement written up and reviewed by our attorney.
Basically, kind of like a hold harmless.
And try and get a better understanding from him as to why he feels we've impacted the ability to...
Right. I'd like for you to take Eddie with you to the location.
And that'd be great. If he could... I mean, and I don't. It's been a while since I've been out there, but if he could justify something there, I'm open to change in my position, but from what I remember, I don't have enough information to be able to say I can justify that.
Okay. Next on the agenda is Shorty Cooper. Concrete company Jernigan will be here beginning tomorrow, weather permitting. We anticipate the concrete curbing being poured this week.
We had a small request, a request by the sheriff, which makes sense. I'd like to walk you out there and get a change order request to see what they would charge us to add some curbing. The space between the one-way road that goes to the Sallyport and the actual Shorty Cooper, there's a curb missing that they're not going to pour that goes right in front of our landscape area.
Okay.
Sheriff Russell would like that to become a parking area because they're limited on parking on that end of the building.
Okay.
And so it would require adding some curbing, but then creating that as a parking area for some more vehicles. And I'd like to walk you out there. Danny, yeah. I and Mr. Hughes with the mobile recorder went out there to look at that. And it makes perfect sense, and it would solve a couple of things. It would help us with the landscaping anchoring. It would help with a parking issue. I mean, it'd save us money multiple ways around.
It solves the parking issue across the street also with the extension center.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's just right there. You just step.
It's an overflow parking lot.
It's an overflow parking lot.
Is it an area that we would want to prep for paving?
You'll need to go with Jim down and let him explain.
Okay.
We're going to do two curb cuts for an entrance and an exit. But the other thing is, with the flow of traffic, I see if we don't address it now, people are going to go pull into that area thinking that's the access to Shorty Cooper.
Yeah.
Especially if we try to turn that into a parking. So okay. After this, we can walk down there real fast. But just to get a change order, you can come back and tell us what it's going to cost us. But I think Jimmy's idea was right on. It solves multiple problems for us.
My guess is it would be good with a unit price of about $11 a lineal foot.
It would make it be great use. It'd be cheap parking for us since it's already flat, relatively flat for us, and right there.
Yeah. Okay. We can look at that after this.
Yes, as soon as we're done. This is the last thing we've got before for the day.
Also brought up a little bit about speed and our inconsistencies throughout residential neighborhoods in Taney County. And I did some research on the Missouri revised statutes, and for Class 1 County, for the purpose of promoting public safety, health, and general welfare, the county has the ability, the county commission, all counties in the first class are empowered to adopt by ordinance regulations to control vehicular traffic within its boundaries. So if we so choose to do so, I'd still like to do a little bit further research. It would require three public meetings publicized throughout the county. But what I'd like us to consider is, because of the inconsistency throughout the county, is for us to think about a speed limit that we'd be comfortable with in within residential neighborhoods. Right now we have signage that varies from 15 to 20 to 25 miles per hour. 25 is most common throughout the United States. It's not uncommon for townships, towns, cities to adopt a number that's less than 25 miles per hour.
Okay.
So
I'm open to it. I mean, yeah, you're going to make recommendations for us, and
yes,
whatever what you. But I'm open to it.
Right.
Okay. So I'll put something together, and maybe the next couple of weeks come forward with that. And it would require some changing of signs and some publicized meetings, but I think it's the right thing to do.
I have one thing for you. You sparked something. Go ahead. I got it written down, so you keep on going.
Last thing I have really is just to mention two things. One, that the shack at the transfer station, the scale house shack, has recently been painted. It was in dire need of a paint job. It also needs to be re-roofed. It has a substantial leak, so we'll be addressing that problem sometime in the next few weeks.
Is it shingled? What is it?
It's shingled. It has one layer. We hope to put a second layer on top of it without stripping the
okay.
first layer.
We had, we're getting bids for this extension office for a metal roof. And I don't know whether we'd want to combine that or not. I mean,
well, if we're buying the raw material, and our guys are going to do it.
Yeah. Unit price wise, you know, I'm talking about our guys doing it. And
it's pretty small. I think three squares is about the size of the.
About, if we get the material for that, we could bill it separate. And,
okay. Back to Shorty Cooper. One item I forgot to mention: drainage has been a concern from the slope and from Shorty Cooper itself, where Shorty Cooper ties into the highway. I met with a MoDOT inspector that gives us permits to do this type of encroachment on their highways. He's asked for us to create a drainage structure that channelizes and slows the water down at the bottom of Shorty Cooper as you head towards the east. There were no plans other than an open curb cut to spill on top of the two drainage pipes that come there. He's asked for us to build a structure that's about 50 feet long, an open channeled angled ditch, probably at about $8,000 to $12,000 to the project cost, but he made it a requirement of the permit for us to move forward with that change. And ultimately, because of the angles of the ditch, it will protect the edge of the road. It's something that was necessary, but not brought up and or thought of until we met on site.
But it's a requirement now?
It is now.
Well, I guess we're doing it.
That's all I had. You said you had one thing for me?
Yes, sir. There's a street off of Buchanan, just down the street from the West Barn, called Lafayette.
Okay.
And on the corner there is the Boys... Branson Sports Club building on the corner. They have a parking lot there on the corner, but on weekends, their events are getting larger, and they're now starting to park on Lafayette on both sides of the street, and as well as the parking lot that's provided. And this particular weekend was, I guess, pretty busy, and there wasn't room for cars to pass through for the neighborhood that's behind it. I have been requested to ask if we could check into what our options are for no parking on one side of the street. Do we have regulations? How big of an easement is it? You know, there's a lot of those questions I wanted to know if you would check into for me.
Okay.
I know Lafayette's a county road, county maintained road, but if you could see what our parking, what we could come up with a parking solution. There's a gentleman across Lafayette, also facing Buchanan, that they parked kind of like in his yard too. And so it makes sense to put that be that if we're going to do something like no parking on that one side next to the residence to protect their property. Does that make sense? I had a little sketch from the citizen that came forward, but can you check into that?
We created an ordinance about 2 years ago in regards to having the ability to do what you're asking, and we determined that those restrictions based on driving surface width and parking ability. So we have in place the ability to do that.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a field trip and see which one logistically would make more sense.
And I don't need to go out there. I mean, I drive by it daily. So, but if you would put that on, one of the guys go out there and just look. I know the sheriff was called this weekend because they were trying to get through, and finally the sheriff made some phone calls, I think, is how it was, and this car, some cars got moved. Because some people put two wheels in the ditch and they got start raining, so then the rest of the people didn't want to put two wheels in the ditch. So two cars on both sides of the road put all wheels on the pavement, and it was like 8 feet to get through. It was pretty bad. Okay. So we just need to address it from a safety concern.
Not a problem.
But if you could do some research on that, that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Anything else?
I don't show anything else.
Mr. Preston, I think that probably next week that we probably are to schedule an executive session to talk about some things that are going on
personnel-wise
in Roden Bridge.
Okay.
I'll send a note to Nikki to make sure it's posted.
If you see that on there, you'll know it's to discuss some issues.
That's all, Frank. That's all I got. Yeah. Danny, the only other thing we had was the Writing Administrative Services contract. That was tied to the CDBG grant. So, really, we discussed it, and Bob's working on it. We've tabled up to 3 o'clock today, so there was nothing else on the agenda that we have not discussed. So, we are complete
through the agenda.
Until 3 o'clock, call it.
Okay. All right.
And we'll call into Jim Eust's office, to the clerk's office, not the hearing room,
right,
for those listening in.
Yes. Motion to recess then.